Welcome to the Wildlife Around You Show, a casual nature podcast with your hosts, Blaine
and Lainey,
both nature enthusiasts.
Hi there.
We're back.
We are.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great. You?
Super duper.
Good.
So what kind of wildlife have you come across lately?
So many mosquito eaters. I grew up calling them mosquito eaters. I hear people call them crane flies, mosquito hawks. We have an overabundance of them this spring. So many.
It's a good year for them.
Yep. So our Carolina Noel has been having quite a feast, and it's been funny to watch him catch them and eat them because they seem larger this year than in years past. And so he struggles sometimes to get the feet down. So that's been a fun thing to watch. So yeah.
The other birds have been enjoying them too.
Oh, yes.
Lots of nutrients for him.
What about you?
Recently, when we were driven south through from central Texas to the coastal plains several times and come across crested caracaras, which I find fascinating. And I'm always kind of like, I can't get a good shot of them. But recently,
finally,
we got a good shot of one. So that was exciting to see them.
Yeah.
They're fun and kind of odd predators compared with everything else we have around here.
Yeah. They walk kind of odd. They're a unique bird.
So stay tuned for a future podcast on them.
Yes.
But today, what are we going to talk about?
The downy woodpecker.
Oh, we get lots of these in our backyard.
Boy, do we.
How do we identify a downy woodpecker?
They are the smallest woodpecker in North America. They have a straight chisel-like bill, a blocky head, big shoulders, and a straight back posture. And they're only about 5 to 7 inches long. So they're really not very big. They're about the size of your hand, and they weigh less than an ounce. Their back is checkered black and white wings, and the male has a small patch of red on the back of its head. And they also have black outer feathers along the side of their tail feathers.
Yeah, so they're most commonly confused with hairy woodpeckers. Mm-hmm. They look very similar. Mm-hmm. So the way you tell them generally apart is looking for that black outer feathers or the size of the beak.
Yeah.
Hairies are a little bigger overall body, but their beak is bigger than their head, where a downy woodpecker, their beak is smaller than the width of their head.
So they're really little.
If you've got both and you're like, well, how do I know the difference? Check the beak out.
And sometimes,
which is hard to do unless you take a picture of it or look really close fast, because sometimes they don't stick around too long.
No. And sometimes the checkered pattern, it can line up to where it looks like stripes instead of the checkered.
So you can find these usually in open woodlands, especially if there are deciduous trees, and in urban areas with trees. They like being near water, and they range from Canada all the way down to the southern United States. As long as it's not a desert or a tundra where there's not a lot of vegetation, they will go, and they're a regular at most feeders, especially if you have suets. Love those. So where do they build their nests?
So they build their nests in dead trees or a dead part of a living tree. And usually in the limbs that are around 7 inches in diameter, and they place the entrance on the underside. They excavate the nest, and that takes about 1 to 3 weeks. And the cavities of the nests are 6 to 12 inches deep, and the cavity is only lined with wood chips, which I would not think that's comfortable.
Well, they've got an abundance. They just carved out 12 inches of wood chips.
You just assume that they would put like some fluff on top of it.
So when you watch them, you'll notice that they like to move quickly around tree limbs and the trunks looking for food. So they'll move up and down, forwards, backwards, horizontally, downwards, much more agile and easier than a lot of the other woodpeckers. They're light and they just go where they want.
And they hop too. It's not just jumping, but like they'll hop around up and down and front and back. And there was one earlier this week when I was sitting at our dining room table watching our window, and we have a couple of V's in the tree that the feeder is by, and it just kept hopping back and forth and back and forth between the two limbs in the V. And it was fascinating to watch. It's having a fun little game.
And if you watch them during flight, you'll notice that they alternate between quick wing beats and then folding the wings against the body and kind of just free falling. for a while. So it's kind of like beat, 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 and they hold, beat, 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 and they hold. That's kind of an interesting flight pattern, where others soar with their wings out or kind of beat wings continuously. They beat a couple of times real fast and then blast them on the side. So as far as offspring, what do we know about them?
So usually their clutch is 3 to 8 eggs, and they are incubated for 12 days, and they're nestlings for 18 to 21 days. And then the young leave the nest after about 20 to 25 days after hatching, which is fast.
Yeah. So you can have a lot of downy woodpeckers going around.
Yeah. Which we have a fair amount. They're doing well here.
So they eat mainly insects, which they'll do seeds and grains as well. A quarter of their diet is plant material, but the rest of it is insects, and so I think they're doing very well on our, our crane flies, I'm sure.
Yes.
And other ants and bugs going around. But things that they have to watch out for is cats that have been, they're outdoor cats. Rats will actually come after them, and then birds of prey are big ones that they've got to watch out for. And then the normal mammals and things that raid nests. What's the fun fact that we found for downy woodpeckers?
They do not sing songs. So the drumming or the tapping that you hear has nothing to do with feeding habits. They communicate with body signals and short sounds. And so there are sometimes that we'll hear, it's a really quick, sharp kind of tweet. Yeah. And each of the, because we have a handful of different types of woodpeckers here, but none of them talk for very long. It's very quick and short.
So a lot of myths around them of, oh, they're drilling a hole to get food. It's not true. Mm-mm. Sometimes they drill holes. Woodpeckers will drill holes to store food or something else, but
not to get food.
Be on the lookout for these. They're frequent backyard birds.
We hope you feel inspired to be someone who is more aware of the nature around you. We also hope that you have enjoyed this episode and learned something new about wildlife that may be around you.
For more information about getting outdoors and to see our photos and videos of the wildlife we talk about, follow us on Instagram at A Porter Explorer and Get Outside Daily.
To ensure you don't miss a future episode, be a subscriber to our podcast. A new episode comes out weekly.
If you really liked it and are willing, please be one of our favorite people and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'd love to see what you have to say. It helps spread the word so more can enjoy what is around them.
And don't forget to tell your friends about what you've learned with us. Everyone wins when we spend more time with nature.
You can find show notes for all our episodes at aporterexplorer.com/podcast. Until next time, we encourage you to get outside daily to see what is around you and to get back to nature.